Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
As our custom is, let's take our anchor scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3. New King James Version will be very good. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want us all to read together. So, can you join me? Let's go. Let's take it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's continue on. The next verse. You jump to verse 3. Oh, you don't want us to read the verse 2. Let's go. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. I spoke about this last week. Let's take the verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are not visible. Our second reading will be taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Let's start from the verse 41. It seems I'm not that type who normally engage the Old Testament. Of late, I'll be using the Old Testament. Have you noticed that? Hardly do I use the Old Testament. It's not easy to preach only New Testament. It's a whole lot of work. Because Old Testament, it's easy to handle. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of what? Rain. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his feet between his feet. Now let me take the verse from the prayer in addition, which actually will not be much of a, but let's look at it. And he said to servant, go up. Now look towards the sea. So he went up and looked, and he said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Let's put it there. The last reading, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, which is our central scripture for our series we are doing, our life faith series. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Some of you don't know where Habakkuk is. It's after the book of Revelation. Between James and then 1 John. When you go to heaven, you look at you and say, you, when you're, did you read my book? Don't come and greet me. I'm not like that with you. Some of you don't even know you have a book like Zephaniah. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his word. We are still on faith towards God, looking at the second most important branch of the faith teachings, which we call the subjective faith. And I started last week with the team, our odd life of faith. Today we want to continue to the next phase of what we need to know about our subjective faith, called the elements of the subjective faith. The elements. Today we are going into chemistry of the Bible. Elements. Yeah. Can we take a word of prayer? Father, we thank you. We bless you. We commit today's gathering into your care. We pray that your word will be established in our hearts. Your will be done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When I said chemistry, he started laughing. I had an opportunity to teach science in GHS for at least 2 years. And one of the things I really loved about science was when I was teaching chemistry and the aspect of elements, talking about atoms, moving on to compounds and other stuff. So in other words, what we are going to discuss here, I'm going to make it clear to you that faith is a compound system, which has various elements that come together to form it. Yeah, I hope you get it. Because a compound is a product of two or more elements. Is that not it? We are not doing science. So let's go. Quickly, for those who were not able to join us for service last week, let me do a quick recap for you. Number one, we start with the discourse of our life of faith.
We look into the source of faith. We say faith comes out from God, right? God gives it to us. We are imparted by faith. The Apostle Peter said that we receive this faith by grace, right? So the first source of faith is that God gives us faith. Nobody can mechanically develop faith. Faith is a gift from God, period. Number two, we also saw that the faith we have has the ability to grow. Because in the teachings of Jesus, the only thing he compared faith with is what? Seed. Right? So we found out that faith is subjected to what? Growth. And I explained that this growth is as a result of the environment, as just as a soil can affect the outcome of a product, so is the environment, our individual environment, our life, the kind of atmosphere we create, the culture we create for the faith that is given to us will determine the yield. And therefore, in the teachings of Jesus, we found out that Jesus graded the various faith in four components. Is that not it? I want somebody to help me with the first component. Not. No faith belongs to which grade? F and E, right? And then the next one is what? Little faith belongs to what? D and C plus, right? And then the next one is what? And great faith is what? Okay. And then the last one is what? So great faith. So this is the various grading system of faith. Means that our faith can start from what? No faith. And no faith is the evidence of what? Fear. So it's either in this life, you are living a life on the principles of fear or the principles of faith. We look into that. And we came that we established that the Christian life we live is a life of what? Faith. In Galatians chapter 2:20, Paul said that nevertheless, not that we live it, but it's Christ what? Who lives. And therefore, the life that I live now, I live this life by faith in Christ Jesus. And I made a simple explanation to you that in our natural life we live on earth here, we call something Senipa Mobra. Hello? And we say this because there are certain defined principles which we use to weigh the life of the individual. Are you following? So if you are not able to meet that requirement, we can say that one and the one. But do you remember the story that I shared of my friend who told another friend, said, "No, Papa, Bobby, I'm going to shoot you." So my name is here and can't go see yourself. Do you remember that story? So I was trying to establish to you that if heaven is looking down upon you, the kind of life heaven expects from you is a life of what? Faith. In other words, if your life is not lived on the principles of faith, which I said is both the subjective and objective altogether, then you have no life in the account of heaven. Heaven will say that one more than. So we look in the book of Hebrews chapter what? 11 verse 2. We find that by faith, the elders obtain what? Good what? Report. So the report about the elders, the testimony about the elders of the old, is as a result of a life of what? Faith. Any other thing they did didn't count. So I told that there are only three things in heaven that is used to measure the life you live on earth. Either you do things in faith, in hope, or in what? In love. And I said, when the testimony of you is captured in heaven and it is filtered into the earth realm, it will be what we call publicity, fame. So when God wants to make you famous, it is as a result of the testimony associated about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, we are going to look at the individual element that form this very faith we are talking about. What we are doing here, I pray that God will give you grace to understand what you are doing, because if you really get what I'm teaching, for the rest of your life, this faith series, if you really follow very well, for the rest of your life, you will bless me. There are many things we are doing in this world in the name of faith, which is not faith. Do you know why Christianity has become so hard and difficult for many people? Because wrong things have been taught. They have been telling you have faith. And yes, you have been having faith since. Nothing is happening. I don't know if you understand. It looks like now there are things we say in the church. Holds no weight. Why is it that the average thing we said these things, we have records in the Bible, we have histories, we have accounts of men who have ever lived on earth.
who have practiced this very thing they are telling us, yet so we can't see results of it. Why? It means that we are not telling the right thing. So we really need to define the right thing. Number one, let's look at the definition of faith. Before we hit the elements, let's look at the definition of faith. Number one, the definition of faith is in only one place. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So faith is the very hot substance of things you have to explain this very well. Wait, look for very well. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to explain something to you. Now, faith is the hot. What is that word? When we say substance, we mean matter, tangible, something we can feel, right? Substance of things what? Hope for. This hope for can also be explained as what? Expected. Something that we have not seen. Now, it continues to give more explanation. The evidence of what? Things not. Do you remember that in the beginning of our faith series, I said something? That before Adam sinned, Adam didn't need faith, right? Because Adam was able to live in both the realm of eternity and the realm of what? Time. Do you remember that? Are you sure you remember? And we said that he was able to live in both the realm of eternity, which is the God realm, the spirit realm, the supernatural realm, and also live in this physical realm at the same time, Adam, to the point that he is able to see a tree, which is an invisible tree called the tree of knowledge of what? Good and evil, and the tree of life. These trees are not physical trees. They were in the garden and they were not physical trees. I hope you're following. And Adam could naturally see them because the system of Adam was designed such that he could both live in not eternity and in not in time. But the moment sin was introduced into the system of Adam, the eternity dimension of Adam was cut off because the system that makes way for the living in eternity was corrupted, which is the spirit. Hello? Therefore, man and God were living in two separate realms. Are you following? God lives in where? The unseen realm. Supernatural. For God is what? Spirit. They that must worship must worship in what? In truth and what? In spirit. So God lives in the spirit realm. And man is living in the what? Time realm. Whatever God wants to do for man is in the what? Spirit realm. Are you following? The things of God and everything that God wants to do for us is in the unseen realm. Hello?
Hi.
Now, I want to come to a point. That substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, I want to explain to you. In Ephesians chapter 1, give me the verse 2. Let's go to chapter 1, the verse 2. I want to show you something. Follow me. Ephesians chapter 1. Give me verse 2. Watch this. Let's go to verse 3. Watch. Listen to Paul's very statement he's talking about. He said, oh, bless you together. Blessed be on the God and what? Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has what? Who has what? Who has what? With what? With every what? In where? In where? Where is every places? Is it not unseen realm? Eternity, right? So the Bible says, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in what? But these seven places are not unseen what? Unseen what? God. Let's go back to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Give me verse 2. Are you following? As I want to explain the concept of faith, are you following? So I want you to follow what I'm doing. First of all, I want you to understand that after the fall of Adam, there are two different realms, okay? God's realm and the realm of man. God's realm is eternity. Our realm is what? Time. And all the things of God are in what? Captured in what? In his realm. According to Ephesians, they are all in his what? His realm. Spiritual places. Now let's come here. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God, of our Lord Jesus. Continue on verse 3. As his divine heart has given to us what? All. Please help me. All
things.
All what?
All things.
Pertaining to what? To the knowledge of him who has called us by God. Glory and honor. This scripture you read, do you know what it meant here? It means that everything you need for life, Is there? Pertaining to what? He has given you all things. Godliness, living as God on this earth, is given. It is not yet to be given. It has been what? Be given. But in Ephesians, we found out that these things that have been given to us do not exist in this physical realm that we can physically touch them and hold them or pick them up. They are in what? Heavenly places. Therefore, in the wisdom of God, after the fall of man, he gave man what we call it, faith. And in Hebrews, let's go back to Hebrews. Now, let's see what Hebrews says. Hebrews chapter 1 again. Now, are you following what I'm trying to say? Now, this unseen realm, things we are expecting, things that we are expecting, this unseen realm, how did it become physical and tangible to us? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the what?
Substance.
Of what? Things we hope for, evidence, proof of things we have not seen. Therefore, what is faith? Faith is the very substance of all the unseen things of God. Do anybody have an ATM card here? ATM card. Give it to me. I want you to, this is a very technical thing I want you to follow. We have been talking about faith. Now, do you get the point? The unseen realm, there are things that we don't see it. But for us to see it, there's something that wrap around it to make it tangible here. Give me an ATM card. Is anybody also, by the grace of God, having a checkbook here? Signed. Okay, let me use the ATM card. You see this ATM card? Right? If I give you this ATM card, let's say it's mine. I told you, let me put it this way. I told Franca that she came and said, oh, I need school fees. I said, okay, how much? Said 5,000 and says, okay, I'll pay, right? Then she can say, okay, take my ATM card. Take my what? Have I given her the money? But if I give you my ATM card, how will you feel? This is the substance of the 5,000 series I said I've given her. As long as she has this ATM card in her hand with my pin, all she needs, and you find out that faith does not stand alone, so I just want to explain, this is the substance. She needed something to get the unseen promise. All the things of God are promises. God has promised us many things, and they are all promised because they are in the heavenly places. For it to become real, there is something that needs to wrap around it. And that thing that is wrapped around it is what we call it, faith. In other words, for anybody to get anything from the unseen realm to materialize in the earth realm, time realm, the only way you can make it tangible is that you what? Put flesh around it. That material, that substance you put around it is what we call it, faith. Therefore, nobody can receive anything from God or be able to transact anything in the unseen realm without what? Faith. That is why many men of God say that faith is the currency of what?
The Spirit.
Faith is the substance. Substance of the unseen things. So, can you see 5,000 Ghana cedis in this one? But when I give you this, it's what? This is faith, substance. In other words, all you need is what? Find an ATM. And that 5,000 cannot be received. So, faith is not like, no. That's why it is God who gives it to you. It is God who gives it to you. So anytime God wants to do something in the life of somebody, you know what to do? He releases faith. He releases faith. When you get that faith, all you need to do is what? Use the faith to what? Form the substance around what God wants to do for you.
That is why when we want to organize healing, we preach. And we give people give testimony. You know what is happening? It is releasing faith. So the person can put substance around that healing, which is unseen, to materialize. So without faith, everything that God has promised you will remain in the unseen realm. You will never get hold of it. But when you have faith, all you need to do is what? That is why you see that our subjective faith is subjected to God. Do you know why? Because what you need to wrap around this phone to bring it down, you need more to wrap it around this Bible. True of what? True of us. So I've explained faith. Let me put it here. Maybe if God can give me some prophetic dimensions to see the pin code of this ATM card, and then I can do justice to it. So, I've explained the concept of faith to you. Faith gives substance to the unseen thing. So, anytime we want to bring something from the unseen realm, faith will give us the mechanism to bring it down. Faith will give substance to it. Faith makes it tangible on this earth here. Give tangibility to all the unseen things in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Are you following? So, when faith is fully furnished, reality is being what? Seen. Now, what I'm talking about, it may look so abstract. Let's see a practical example, which is one of the scriptures we read. Give me 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Let's see what happened about it. 1 Kings. Talking about substance, right? Let's watch. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Then Elijah said to him, "Go up, eat and what? For there is a sound of what? Abundance of what? There is a sound of the abundance of what? Now, let's do the verse 42, then you get it clearer. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of what? And then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between the knees. Verse 43. And what happened? And he said to himself, "Go up and look towards the sea." So he went up and looked, and he said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "What? Go." Again. Verse 41. The prophet of God told the king that he should go. There is what? A sound of what? The abundance of what? But in verse 43, what was he doing? He was on top of Camel. What happened? If you read that very beginning of verse 18, chapter 18, you see that God told Elijah to show himself up unto Ahab. Before chapter 18, chapter 17, he went to prophesy that according to my word, there shall be no what? There shall be no what? So God said, "Go back and tell him that I will release you. Go and show yourself up to what? Ahab. I will release what? Rain." What am I talking about here? God, in the unseen realm, said, "I have what? Release what? Rain." Has it been seen? No. It is in the what? Unseen what? Realm. After Elijah finished killing all the prophets of Baal and everything, calling down fire and everything, he now came in verse 41 and said, "Now the rain is what?" The issue is that he heard, he said, "There's a sound of the abundance of rain," but Ahab over there didn't hear it. Neither did the servant what? Also heard it. How did he hear it? He heard it in where? The spirit. The unseen what? Realm. You understand the element, you understand the elements of faith when I get there. What happened in verse 43? He went up and what? Put substance around the what? That unseen thing. Are you following? He went and put substance around that on what? Unseen thing. And by the time we get to verse 45, the rain soaked both him and Ahab. See the practicality of it. God spoke in the unseen realm. Man picked it up. Do you understand? That becomes the faith. Then you use it to what? Wrap. Make substance around the unseen thing. Are you following? And then was able to what? Withdraw it into the earth realm and became real. So in the book of James, James said that Elijah prayed and there was no way. And he did what? He prayed what? Again.
and there was rain. The guy was acting on what he was seeing in us, the unseen realm. So what is faith? This is a typical example of what? Faith. Jesus had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. The people around him didn't see what. Are you following? He said, yes, he blessed and share it. People started eating and the bread never held. Why? Because he knows that there is a way of multiplication in the kingdom. He saw it and he applied it. Now, this whole faith we are talking about, I've mentioned some few things that are very key that we need to start to look into it. What are the elements that come together to form this faith, to furnish this faith in the heart of man? Are you following? What are the elements that come together to furnish this faith in the heart of man? I told you that faith is not mechanical. It is God who gives it to you. Are you following? So what are the various elements that come together to form this compound, complex system that is able to withdraw things from the unseen realm into the seen realm? Number one, the first element of God's kind of faith, which is a subjective faith, is the word of God, the first element. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. That powerful system of God that is able to give substance to the unseen things and make them reality on earth. Faith. The first element in it. First element. So then, faith cometh by what? And hearing not the word. The journey of faith starts with the word of God. What God has said is what initiates the journey of faith. In other words, if God has not spoken, faith cannot what? Begin. The first element God released into the spirit of a man to work out faith is what we call what? The word. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And what? Hearing what? The word of God. The first hearing is what? Hearing. The second hearing is what? Understanding. Now, why is the word of God first? I'm going to explain to you. Because the word of God, released from God, or form, or is responsible for the formation of the spiritual eye of the believer. What you are able to see is what you can be able to what? Bring down. So anytime the word of God comes, the first thing it has to do is what? Work on the spiritual eye of the believer. This eye is what we call understanding. Give me Job chapter 32, verse 8. In the kingdom of God, what you see is what you get. Elijah told Elisha, if you see me, you can have it. In the kingdom, what you see is what you get. That's why ignorance is a dangerous tool. This thing we call the spiritual eye is what we call understanding. And out, the eyes of the spirit is called understanding. For Job chapter 32, verse 8, not 18. But there is what? A spirit in what? In man. And the breath of the Almighty give him what? Understanding. Other verses said the inspiration of God gives him what? Do you know what that inspiration is? Psalm 119, verse 130. This is a common scripture. If you are an active SU student, you should know this one. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word. I'm not even good. You know what? It means you people, you didn't go to SU. How? Hey, this is a common SU scripture. The entrance of your word giveth what? Light. It gives understanding to what? The simple. The first element of the faith compound is the word of God. Why? Because it is the word of God that forms the spiritual eye of the believer. And that is what we call understand that word is. He said the entrance of your words give what? Light. Light is what? The ability to what? See. So if the things of the spirit are the see. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. Scriptures are dropping. In the book of John chapter 3, when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he said to them, except a man is born again, you cannot do what? See the kingdom of what? God. So it means that although you have eyes, you need to be born. Now let me help you. Let's do this diagnosis now. When a woman is pregnant, carrying a baby, by the time she gets to the 8th month, everything of the child is what? Is formed. Two of us. The child eye is formed. Everything is formed. But can the child see? Can the child see? Can the child see? So the child needs to be born for the light of what? This word to what? Reflect or fall on what? The eyes. For the child to be able to what? To see. So is the unseen realm. God must give you some amount of light. So the intensity of the light determines the clarity of things you can see. And this light comes as a result of what? The word of God. And this light, we call it what? Understanding. Now you found out that God himself, in his whole ability to do things, in Genesis chapter 1, when God started reorganizing the confused world, the first thing he did was what? He commanded what? Light. Now, in the place of light, he was able to separate water from the land, call for the plants to come, did everything in the place of what? Light. The first element of faith is the word of what is God saying to you? Because what you heard God said, or he's saying to you, I listen to me, is what will cause you to see. Hello? 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 Now, it is not easy. This time, it's not about you. Let me give you another practical example of what I'm trying to say over here. The inspiration of God. Let me give you a practical example. How many of you have, let's say you've been praying, or let's say you have been praying, you are going through something, and then I said, most of the time people, you say, and I heard something. Say, I should do this. I should do this. I should do this. And then I did it. Then I heard a voice telling me that because you did this thing, that's why this thing happened. How many of you have ever done that before? Let me use myself as an example. Before we got married, I've shared this testimony several occasions. We either, the only money that we had together was 1,000 Ghana cedis to finance a budget of 23,000. And we left, I think that was January, we were getting married in March. Date and everything has been fixed. My wife became so worried, and she started asking, so where would the money come from? And I said, don't worry, God will provide. Ask me why was I able to make that kind of bold statement. Ask me why. Because that word of God that God is able to provide didn't come to my spirit as a result of me knowing scriptures. It's because of the experiences that I've gone through in God's life. I told them that there were times in my life that my father had no money, and I took my bag that I was going to, when I had admission to UCC, my dad had no money. I took my bag that if God has provided admission, he has the way of paying the fees. So I'm going to school. I took my bag. My uncle asked me to come over to his place. I went to his place. He didn't know how he managed, but somebody who owed him for years, that day came to give him 1,500, which was exactly the money I needed to pay for my admission. I follow what I'm trying to say. So I've seen that kind of God's provision. It has settled in my heart. So anytime I meet any challenge, okay, that word, that is the inspiration I'm talking about. That word, God will repeat it. I am able to what? To do exceedingly. When God repeats that word in my ears, or it vibrates in my system, that word that is released is called inspiration. In other words, inspiration is when God brings to remembrance things he has done for you before, in line with scriptures, to tell that I'll do it again. I don't get what I'm trying to say. Things that God has done for you before, that is why we share testimonies. That is why we are, God said, we shouldn't be people who are forgetful. Because inspiration is generated upon the things that you can remember in line with scriptures. So when I say that God is able to heal, you don't doubt it because there was a moment in your life that you saw life and death and God came through for you. So David the other day saw Goliath and said, the God that delivered me from the hands of the bears and lions shall also deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. Why? That was an inspiration. That was not a confession. That was not a positive confession. That was an inspiration. He remembered that he had face to face with bears and lions that could have torn him apart, but God brought him to how much more Goliath? That is the word of God. So when the word of God becomes alive, how many of you have experienced this I'm talking about? There will be going through some challenge that you remember something. Then a scripture will hit you. Then it looks like instantly you are boldened to take a step. That is the word of God I'm talking about. Hearing, it brings forth understanding to the situation you are going through. And you are able to believe God that everything will come through for you. I pray for you. Some of you still get these inspirations and still scratch it down. That is the first step to faith. Anytime God wants to do something to you, the entrance of his word will give you light in the darkness of the issues you are going through, in the difficulties of life. The entrance of his word will give you and cause understanding. And the moment understanding is gone, let me tell you, the reason why some believers cannot go through trials and difficulties is because they lack understanding. They have not received the inspiration of God to let them know that yet though they are walking through the valley of shadow of death, it is not meant to kill them. So the first element is the word of God. The question is, what has God said to you? In this right now, what is God telling you? In this time of this economy, what is God saying? You need to hear God. And that is going to stir up an inspiration to let you know that when men say there is a casting down, it will not be a positive confession anymore. You are not going to make them. It is not going to be Hamelakasuya. There is one, and ask my wife, she knows me, she thinks I'm too stubborn, not I'm stubborn. These things happen to me by inspirations. There are times you go 0.00 and I tell her that I'm not the first one God is going to do with, and I will not be the last. I'm not the first person God is going to disappoint. He has not disappointed before. David said, I was a young man and now I've grown, I'm of age, I have not seen the righteous. Oh, my love, my God, desire. This is not a positive confession. I'm talking by inspiration. Something that can wake up your dead spirit and shake off all the blood on you. I pray that may God give you inspiration in times of difficulties. Because without that word, faith cannot begin. There are times you take the Bible, you read a portion of the Bible, then it looks like something just hits you. Let me tell you, see, when we talk about faith is always bringing things from the unseen realm. And the unseen realm is full of God's promises and God's deposit for us. You can talk of power, you can talk of wealth, you can talk of riches. Remember the seven things I spoke about at the watch night? That God stored them up for us. What were the number one? We have what? We have glory. We have what? Power. We have what? Riches. We have what? Honor. All these things are in the unseen realm. Anytime God wants us to walk into those things, we need faith. And the beginning is inspiration. The entrance of the heart. For there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of God bringeth understanding. I pray that may you not be ignorant. The Bible said they were sons of Issachar, were men of understanding, who knew the times and season and not what to do. The reason why you can't receive from God, because you don't know the times, you don't know the season, you don't know what to do, and you don't know because you have no inspiration. The first element of faith is inspiration. That's why if you're a man or woman who doesn't like the word,
who is not built upon the word, listen to anointed messages, reading and studying the Bible, reading anointed books, I tell you, your faith will die. So do you know what happens? Anytime the devil wants to fight a believer, do you know what he does? He comes after this component of faith, this element of faith called the word. Understanding. When Jesus said to Peter that Satan seeks to sift you like wheat, do you know what exactly he was talking about? He was talking about the word of inspiration that will give him understanding. Because understanding is light. And the Bible said the light shined. And what happened? Darkness could not comprehend. The force of darkness is afraid of light. So anytime they see that the believer is at an advantage of gaining understanding, they come after it. He said, Satan desired you that he may save you like what? Wheat. Do you know what that means? He wants to put you on the process that you will forget that there is an inspiration. So the first thing the enemy attack is the word. Do you know why many believers don't like word? You know how many believers don't want to go to word-based churches? Who will build them? Because the devil knows that when you go there and you are built on understanding, he's in trouble. Because understanding, yeah, is such a thing that can even make people... See, if you read the account of Hebrews, the Bible said that even Abraham didn't see the promises of God, but he held on to it, knowing that the Lord who said his word, faith. Do you know why people can stay faithful to God? Because of understanding. The early churches were able to put their head and their necks on to be slaughtered because they had a particular understanding that we don't have. So the enemy will make it difficult for the average believer not to have understanding of the situation. No inspiration. I'm a vampire. No. I pray for you. I pray for you. That in your moment of faith, may you always be open to the inspirations of God. The word of God said, the entrance of your word giveth light. And it giveth understanding. I pray that the word of God will give you light, will give you understanding. Anything you are going through, any step that God wants you to step into, may you always remember a word from scriptures. May God trigger a word. May God trigger a word that will spy, what will inspire you and to take the worst step of God. Do you know why some of us have made sacrifices for God? Because there's an inspiration in our life. The things some of us are doing, we are doing out of understanding, not because we are following the crowd. Many of us have missed this step. So see, the moment you miss step one, the moment you miss this step, that is what you can't go, you can't do things without the word. Your most priority thing in the matter of faith is the word. You need an inspiration. And in that inspiration will come understanding. And that understanding will set you on the next phase. So I said, now, let me help you. Jesus. Okay, I'll deal with you. They have a fight. I'll deal with you. And then we will continue. We need not to rush things like this. We need to have our time to have a clear understanding of them, so that we can be able to deliver in times of need. Hallelujah. So I will leave it here. I won't have time. Now let's watch something. Hebrews chapter 11. You can't teach faith without Hebrews chapter 11. The component of faith was what dressed in Hebrews 11. Now let's watch Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. The first element that was mentioned about the component of faith was this word. Said, verse 3. We'll come to verse 4. But let's go to verse 3. Check the first item. Step by step. Hey. These are media team people. They've taken me back to verse 4 again. Can somebody help me? I said verse 3. Okay. Now what? Said, by faith, we ought. We ought. You see the understanding over there? That the walls were framed by what? By what? The entrance of the word giver what? So, by faith, you have an understanding
that the wells were framed by the what? Word of God. So the first thing that faith gives you is what? Understanding through the word of God. So the word of God comes to lay that foundation of understanding in your life. So you understand things so that when God wants to take you to the next step, it's easy. And that understanding is what we call the eyes of what? The spirit. You don't really get it. I can make another example of this. When we say you can see something, it's not everything that we see with our physical eyes. Do you see somebody? I'm talking to somebody. I see. Do you see that kind of instance before? For example, someone was this. Oh, you met somebody. You met, for example, please, let's see if you come. Oh, quick, come. Come stand here. My beautiful Amiable wife. How many of you here know that you have 3 frankers in the church right now? And Esther, do you know we have 3 frankers in the church now? We have 2. You see, you know of 2. So this is 1 franker. This is another franker. This is another franker. Have you seen it now? This had eyes. Hello? She had an eyes, right? But was she able to identify the 3 frankers here? But now she says she see. That seeing is not the seeing with the physical eye. This is what we call understanding. Auntie Franca, do you know these 2 ladies? Do you know them? You know this one, but you don't know this one. Okay, do you know that this is the younger sister of, the big sister of this one? Yes, you know. How did you know? She made mention. So you see, so before she came, you know, I intentionally asked her, before you came to church, she already knows you. Has she seen her before? But she know her last week Sunday. This is what we call understanding. So the understanding we are talking about is the spiritual eye. It's not you are seeing something. It is the light that God throws on you that gives you a clarity to everything around you. And that is the first step of faith. Please, my amiable wives, you can sit. I have 3 wives. Wife 1, 2, and 3. I'm blessed. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So the moment that aspect is taken from you, you can't move into the next one. Now, you find out that the next element of faith is what we call the ability to what? To see. True Bible faith sees the invisible. True Bible faith. So the second element of what? The Bible faith. After the word is what? The ability to see the what? Invisible. Now, when the word of God is established in your life, in your heart, okay? When God releases that inspiration to you, and you receive that inspiration, what that inspiration is going to do is start to work on creating your spiritual eyes. Now, this is where the issue lies, that you can see that somebody has faith for one thing, but doesn't have faith for another thing. Do you know where the problem comes from? Because of what? The sin. You can see that, and it is so common in the Christian faith that there's a section of Christians who believe in healing. And I tell you, within a split of a second, they can release healing. And they are living abject poverty. And there's another sector of Christians who don't walk in the healing power. But when it comes to prosperity, they know how to easily make money. Not that fake money, but they know how to use the systems of God to make money. Do you know why there's this difference? They are all applying faith. Because in the things that God secure for us in Revelation, includes what? Riches. I follow it. And it includes what? Power. One person has known how to what? Convert the power into what? Healing by understanding, inspiration. The entrance of the way. But that person didn't allow that light of what? Prosperity to enter. So that person was struggling in life.
once you see the other person prosper. And it's as a result of what? The clarity of things you see in the realms of the spirit. So the second component element that God had to start forming the substance of, are you following? So we are forming the substance of faith. The first substance we have had is what? The element is what? The word of God. Number two, seeing the what? Invisible. So the eyes of what? The spirit. Seeing the invisible. So that is the second element. God will begin to work on that for you. Because what you see is what you get. It is the principle of this kingdom. If you don't see it, forget it. Tell your friend that if you didn't see it, you will not have it. If you didn't see it, you will not have it. The principle of this kingdom, whatever you see, you can have it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are out, I want you to help me, because now this thing, the more you are reading, the more you are also getting the inspiration. Let's go ahead. While we do not look at things which are out, seen, but at the things which are not seen. Wow. We look at things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Do you see the eternity here? So we are able to look into eternity. That is the second substance of it. The ability to see into the things of eternity. Now, this element of seeing is what initiates the growth. The whole growth about your subjective faith lies in your ability to see. The more you see the unseen things, do you know what happens to you? The more you grow. And do you know how you grow? Your growth is when your eternity dimension begins to outgrow your time dimension. Such that your desire, are you following? For the things of time go lower and lower. Let me tell you one thing. Anybody who is walking in true Bible faith lose taste for material things. Money cannot have that person. Fame cannot have that person. Whatever thing that is material in this time realm cannot have you. Because your growth in faith, somebody who said somebody who is growing in faith, okay? Or somebody who is walking in faith. One, the key thing that makes you grow is this element, seeing the invisible. The more you see the things of the unseen, the eternity realm, the more you lose taste for the things of the earth realm. So when you are covetous, means you are not walking in faith, or you are not growing in faith. Because if you see the things of the unseen, you will find out that money is nothing. Tell me, did Jesus ever use money on this earth? He only used money once to pay for tax. No. But this was a man who could go anywhere he wants to go. He doesn't need money to get what he wants. When there was shortage, he didn't need money. He just multiplied. Are you following what I'm trying to say? See, this is what draws the difference between Abel and Cain. Give me Hebrews chapter 11 as well. Let's look at the difference between Abel and Cain. Abel and Cain. See what the Bible said about the offering of Abel. There are realms that people are able to enter, not because they are better than, but because they've seen certain things that you have not seen. The Bible says, deep calling unto thee. You can never hit certain dimensions of eternity until you have seen it. So the growth of the believer's faith, the subjective faith, it is as a result of what you are seeing. And how do we know you are growing? When your eternity dimension outweighs your time dimension. How do you know? When the things of this earth, you begin to lose taste for them. That's why I told you that any faith teachings that is only centered on material blessings, the spirit of covetousness. Do you remember I said that to you? This is the reason why I'm saying that. Because it goes beyond material things. You can use faith to gain material things, but material things is for the little faith.
As you press in, you see that the word of God is more precious than material blessings. So if one of them said, don't say to Jesus, just speak the word. Because all you need in this life is the word. And the word is the things of eternal. Say, for all things shall pass by the word of God. The word of God and all. Do you read what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18? For the things that are not seen are eternal, it doesn't pass away. So all the believer needs is the word of God. Not these temporal things. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and through it he being dead. See what? The question is, how could Abel give an offering that was more excellent than the brother? He saw something. What did he see? Abel had an understanding that God has cursed the earth. In Genesis chapter 3, he said, cursed be the earth for the sake of what? Adam. And you think that you can present a cursed thing to God? Oh, are you following? Hello? Jesus. Okay. What did Cain bring to God? Farm produce. Is that not it? Hello? Is that not what Cain brought to God? Please, that thing they told you in Sunday school that the things were rotten is a lie. Those things were not rotten. It's a lie. We've learned this in Sunday school. Yeah, Tulipa. What Cain brought were the best of his farm produce. God rejected it because the source of the thing was cursed. He brought something from where God has already cursed. But Abel was so smart and knew that God cursed the ground, but he didn't curse the animals. So he offered an animal. So God accepted, because that was a blessing. God never cursed man, he cursed yet. This is as a result of what Abel saw in the spirit realm. He saw it. I pray for you. May your eternity dimension outgrow your time dimension. Because the inspiration of God is going to make you see things clearer. May God shine more light on you. When these two systems come in place, you are in a journey of serious faith. So we see you are forming substance around the unseen things. So now you are able to have understanding. You see them. I follow you. You receive something that is able to make you towards see. So inspiration, which is the word of God, visibility in the spirit realm, you are able to see the unseen things. That's why people call you a fool. And you don't understand why they are calling you a fool, because they are not seeing what you are out. Some of the sisters can bear witness to me that what they see in certain guys, we don't see. Really? You wonder, Mr. Samuel, so this lady, what has she seen? Yeah, that is faith at work. She is seeing the unseen that you are not seeing. It took faith for her to marry me. You of all people knew me that in 2 years like that, I was not like this. Will you believe that I could be like this? Those who know me know me. So she was questioned. Yes, she also went through that. Now, what at all has she seen in me? Because what she was seeing, they were not seeing it. But now, those who were questioning are now seeing what you are seeing. I pray for you. May you receive the same illumination. Amen. In the things of the unseen, that is eternal. So the second element that comes to add up to the formation of our faith is what? The ability to see into the unseen realm. So we know that, so how do you measure the growth of your faith? When your taste for these material things, earthly things, begins to dwindle, and your taste for the things of the eternity begins to increase, then you know that you are growing in what? So if the believer's life is more into pleasure, material things, you know that person is not having a life of faith. Because our subjective faith grows as a result of the way we see things in the realms of the spirit. Do you know what made Moses so big? Do you know why Moses, Moses was somebody who never doubted God. Why? Do you know why? Because what he saw, none of the Israelite people saw it. The experience of Moses, that's what we have to pray for encounters. God must give us certain encounters into the unseen realm.
We have to pray that there will be inspiration. God will illuminate our eyes to see. Because when God opens up the treasures of heaven to you, you despise the things of this earth. Moses saw what they never saw. He saw a burning bush. Who didn't go burn? Did any of them see that? He saw his hand turn into what? Leprosy. And then still healed. He saw his rod turn into what? Snake. I can really remember the scene where Aaron and Moses were together at the house of Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh turned, the magicians of Pharaoh turned the snake to snake. I'm sure Aaron said, Moses, I think this is the time we leave. Because when Moses snake turned to snake, Aaron was not there. But Moses didn't move as an inch because he has seen the unseen. He has seen the what? Unseen. He dropped it. And then, you see, one of the reasons why Aaron also was one of the people who didn't doubt God. Because he has also seen the what? Unseen. It was only him and Moses who saw the rod of Moses turning into what? Snake. It is, what have you seen about God? What are the dimensions of God you have seen? The reason why your Christian life, you don't have taste for the tea. People have to be begged to come to church. People have to beg to give unto God. People have to be begged to do this for God. It tells you that the person's eternity dimension is so low. So low that the earth dimension, the time dimension overshadows everything of the person. But the moment the person's eternity dimension is being lifted up, you see that the person begin to drop these things. I pray for you. I pray for you. May you hunger for the word of God, not because it is a requirement for quiet time, but because you have seen certain things that you know that you have to press in for this word. The word of God is a treasure. Until you see it as a treasure, studying it becomes a problem. But the moment you see the treasures in it, so it is my prayer that God will help us, that our eternity dimension will outweigh our time dimension. There is more to talk about this. We are going to talk about the art of faith, the culture of faith, which is part of the elements of faith. But for the purpose of time factor, we're going to end it here today. But I want to end it with this word to you, that there is nothing we can gain from God. There is no way we can transact business with God in the absence of faith. We are limited. We are confined to only faith. So Paul said that the life I live is the life of faith. May your life be a life of faith. We are not teaching you these things to go back and look wretched like other people without hope. We are learning this so that when we go back, we know how to pump substance around the things of the kingdom. That when you said, I command power, we've heard of people like Smith Wigglesworth. We heard of people of Archbishop Duncan Williams, Archbishop Benson in the whole South. We have our great men of God, how God has used them. And we wonder if God can use us. This was what they were doing. This is the understanding they have. And we are also on the journey into what? Mighty power. The Bible said, by faith, the elders obtained good report. It is time that good report will be written about you. I know that very soon men and women shall say that then leave a man, called Isaac, then leave the woman, called Rebecca, and the woman and man were substance of faith. You talk about Kajikoman because of the faith dimension of the woman. You talk about Smith because of the faith life lead. We speak about Kenetakan because of the life of faith. I'm telling you, you have all the report. Your name will not be visible in this network if you live a life outside faith. When you live a life outside faith, no reports will be speak about you. Because the Bible says, by faith, the elders obtain good report. I know that there will be a report about you. That generations upon generations, they will come and say that there was a man, there was a woman who lived in a time like this and lived a life of faith and did this and did that and did this as a result of faith. We pray from today, may we be illuminated by the word of God. Cause our eyes to see, Lord God, the things of eternity. First, we look up onto things that are unseen, but not the things that are seen. We are no more interested in the temporal things. We look up onto things that are eternity. We look up to things that are eternity. May God help us that we will grow in faith. Can we give a clap of unto the Lord?
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.